The Rambam explained it. Vaminovi mean the Ashmad in Ashmodi, Umashol Rodu Shiatu, Dachiko Ashmodi showed his Marathonim, who is tapping them laver la Mitzvah. Behoyo the Matthias Maitre, which only the town, shall be sat to the table of the neighbor is there, or she is ours, and she say a needle. The Ulom the Ashmad will be high Matthias Maitre. Zuat Adibo will bat. The year the Odom Mikhail Tayag Mitzvah the Seitza Mikhail. The notion way, El in Hikro Atzme Gleine Shechal Shabbat, Vuein Bikachon. The Oede is in the Chayim Vishilona Maite, El Hadibo Bilbat, Uch Vom Nisabi Tetzvom Shein Anachnu Maminim Beise Hadibo, Vehine Bifio Imre Rak Linotil Min Amelech, Kidu Hofi Zayti Bidiburim Nadibo, Vichol Nishen Erach, Kidu Shoyede Bishlichu Seite Oish Tetzmachmet, Lo Yoymar Elo, El Shoso Hayosho Vatei, Es ist auch ein Jahr später. Dies mein natürlich Hashem, der Rambam wrote in the other country, so he was very careful. But in the other letters, the where he was not so careful, whenever the Rambam refers to man, Muhammad, he refers to him by the expression, Uysi Hamishuva. Uysi Hamishuva. But here he was afraid to refer to him to Uysi Hamishuva, lest it will be caught in that, and then he'll be killed. So he just said, "Behold, Nishen Era, Kidei Shaloyede Bishlichus Eifeyoish, Lo Yom Erolo Veloshoso Ayosha Vatei, Vyeish Leis Chavot Lefi Hashem, Umalotei Bimaalo Elino, Kumbosa Atzmi Uzushas Hashem Nisborach Nisale, Avo Nishebo Nishal Nisamu, In Yehore Goyede, Eivro Eishayede Lo Yore, Avo Lo Yamri Bimaalo Chosei Teamelech, El Yeshe Bibeite, Achimite, Imutori, Umaiti Yoto Piazza di Beisea, Gibileo Moinishmat Muzea Ashmada Nifo, Shemitefi Beisi Maradibo Bilba, Vulnira di Dibre Rabiseo di Reno di Boche, Shemitefi di Ore Bagave, Valnima Dovarecho Cembe Maite, Avu di Ore Ka, Yasha di Haibu Lassi Smaite o Aldova Shemuto. Why? So there are two difficulties in that Rambam. Two difficulties in that Rambam. One difficulty is, Bishleime, if it's not Bishat Hashma, then we understand. So making a declaration, Mahmed is in Obi, that's not a result, of course it goes without saying, that it's not a result. Why did that contemporary task that all the Jews made that declaration? So have you been on that? I don't know. I mean, but I'm not interested now in explaining the psak of the contemporary of the Rambam, so the Rambam representing so severely. But that you understand. But there it was Ishat Hashma. It wasn't just one Jew who was forced to make such a declaration. All the Jews in a certain country were forced to make that declaration, otherwise they'll be killed. So how does it mean Sami Yori Vayavi? As he said in his family of Yahweh, why should that be less than our time? Now, in regard to our kitchen in his family, there is a machlokes. According to Rashi, our kitchen in his family means a minute. A minute. So, in other words, so if there is a shatashmav, so he is not here to be disadvantaged himself, even for a minute. And because of that, when Alexander the First, that was probably around 1850, when he issued a decree that all the residents in Tsarist Russia have to shave off their beards and their pears, that decree applied to the going too, not only to the Jews. So the Bisalendi at that time went in Govet because he considered that Arkis is his family, so he went to Govet. He was, for several years, he was wandering around, you know, Galicia, Germany, because he didn't want to shave off his pears and his beard. Because Arkis is his family, he considered it as Arkis is his family, even though the Kabone of of Alexander was not to be Mavir Ladat. His kavone was Langoy Tatsne. He wanted to assimilate, he wanted to modernize the Russians so that they would look modern. They would look like the citizens in France. But his kavone was not to be Mavir Ladat. The same decree was directed against the Christians too. I mean, they too had to shave off their beard. But there is a machleket, and now the more in Shinkovetes, there is a machleket between the Ramban and the Haidek, where the Bishat Hashmad, so is Mechuyot Mishanefesh, whether that also applies only to a case of Mishav and Lavirei, or if it's Bishat Hashmad, so even if it's not Mishav and Lavirei. So the Ramban sheet is that if it's Bishat Hashmad, even if it's Mishav and Lavirei, that's it. But the Raivichit is that if it's such a shmad, even if it's, so the Ramban Shit is that if it's, even if it's such a shmad, so it's only Mechuyot and Mishanefesh itself, only if it's Mishchad Ma'avire, but if it's Mishchad Ma'anotat, then it's not Mechuyot and Mishanefesh itself. But the Raivich, the Ramban mentions, you'll see it in the Chidush HaRashbo, the so-called Chidush HaRashbo, and Ksuvet is really the Chidush HaRambam, not the Chidush HaRashbo. And the Shukubeshet mentions it in the name of the Ramban. So the Ramban mentions in the name of the Raivet, that the Raivet Chitin is, that when we say Mishavu HaNuetatne is not required to be Mishanevish itself, so that is if it's not a Shafashman, but the Fahetze, so then only if it's Mishav Lavirei, but if it's a Tashmat, so then even if it's Mishav Lavirei, that's me, so it's Mishav Lavirei. Anyway, the Mishalevi was Machmiya, I mean, there was a certain basis, there was certainly a basis to be made here, to shave off the beard and the payas, I mean, he didn't have to cut off the payas completely, he could have left. Upon Sinai, so then, it wouldn't have involved him in there, but because of Archetype and Insan. And that's only according to Rashi Shite, that Archetype and Insan means even a minute Israel. Even a minute Israel. Mashiach in the Shite of the Rizvi, that Archetype and Insan. Archetype and Insan means that there is a Cheka Akhil, a Cheka of the Jehovah, to use specific kind of Shurim. So it involved the Israel of the Hakitayim Yisrael. So then, but according to the Reed, so for a minute, you don't have to be Mishanefesh yourself. Alright, so let's say that the Shita Rambam is like, and many of the Nisikilim of the Rambam say that the Shita Rambam is like the Reed, because the Rambam doesn't even mention the Hakitayim. Why doesn't he mention? If so Bishwain is the Rambam agrees with the Shita Rambam, he doesn't have to mention it, because it involves the Israel of the Kesem with Reicho, so it's like any Israel of the Torah. Because the Kesem with Reicho is not on a lower level than any other Israel. But if he agrees with the Shita of Rashi, so it's a big chiddush, that even for a minute, there is the halacha of Yoy Wayam Yom Shat Hashmal. So the Rambam should mention it. All right. So we could say that the Shita Rambam is like this. Mimele, he said that he didn't have to be Mishanefesh himself because they were not required, they were not forced to do any mitzvah, just to make a decoration. So that would be all right if the Shita Rambam had been like the Ram. The Ram says that when we say Bishat Hashmav, Yor Vayave, Riman, Arkes, and Nisane, only when he's forced to do a certain mitzvah. But suppose the Anus makes it clear that no Jew should be Maul's children, since it's Bisheva Otaise, so then there is no Yehoyah. The same Svore as Kakeiro, in a higher detail. So there is no Chizit Rasnevesh. Why? Because Danos can enforce it anyway. So mainly if Danos issues a decree that no Jew should be Maui Shire, and if he does Maui Shire, he'll be killed, since Danos could enforce it anyway, he could put all the Jews in prison, and prevent them from being more their children, so maybe there is no fear of Yoy or Yahweh, even if it is a Hashem. If the Shite. But the Rambam Shite in the Igeres Kiddush Hashem is counter to that. So he says, that the Kol Hashmoti Shoyu is Malach HaKoni, who you mitzavim behem Lavi or Amitze, who you so behem Asiyas Maifo, who you so behem Asiyas Maifo, שיזעסקו בתאירו ויומרו את בניהם, או שיבאו את נשיסיהם נידוי. נשיסיהם נידוי. סופי שלו, אם יבאו את נשיסיהם נידוי, הוא ידפן. But he says, shall we ask the people of your neighbor is near? So, that there is no mice altogether. So the Shinas Aramba means that Bishat HaShmad, even if there is no mice, even if the Xeva needs to be Mivatel from the Mitzvah Tasei, there is a Chirma Kusir HaSnefesh. Our Hatkamo Bishamo, when it involves Dibo, all mice, not real mice and Dibo, but could Dibo be less than if full paternity. In other words, if the animal is gay there, that no Jew should be malish child, so then if the Chuyah according to the Rambam, if it's a Tashmash, to make leverage himself, and the animal forces him to make a declaration that Mahmed will be really keen, he is not the Chuyah. How can we explain it? But the Shittas Rambam apparently means that it really didn't involve any appearance. When a person says, Mahmed is in all. There are certain peculiar people who will say all kinds of things that we don't mean. They don't mean. Now, if somebody will say that he believes in Abu Zohar, even though he doesn't mean it, he's certainly a new Abu Zohar, because Kabbalah Belaha itself is an Avera of Abu Zohar, it's highly. But suppose someone says that he believes in Mahmoud is enough. Let's say someone will say, what's the name of that black person who is considered as a prophet by many blacks? What's his name?
Yeah.
What? No, that is actually not considered a prophet. Somebody else.
Elijah Muhammad.
What?
Elijah Muhammad.
Is he considered a prophet? Suppose a Jew will say he believes he's a prophet. What a bear will be. What a bear will be. If Bemis, you'll believe that he's a prophet. If Bemis, you'll believe that he's a prophet. So what a bear will be. You'll only be there. I think the only being there is the essay of Tommy T. and Shemotel. So the more in Sochi says, Minayim Shem Shea will be counting Shemema Tommy T. and Shemotel. So if a person believes in the astrologers, in that nonsense, so he's in there. Tommy Pia Shemotel, Kamo Vichamo, if somebody believes in Novi Asheker, black or white, so he's certainly in there. He's certainly in the Tommy Pia Shemotel. But suppose someone will say that he believes in a certain Novi Asheker, you know, that he's enough, in Novi Asheker, that he's enough. And, well, then years ago, there was a black person, they called him, the black people, many black people, called him Father Divine, but he's not living anymore. So they believed that he was a prophet. So if somebody will believe, a Jew will believe in Father Divine, that he's a prophet, so he'll be there, I'm Tomim Pi and Hashem HaMekah. Tomim Pi and Hashem HaMekah. But suppose someone will say to black people in order to flatter, to make them feel good, so he'll say, he believes that Father Divine is a prophet. And in his heart, he will not believe in Father Divine. In his heart, he will believe that Father Divine is Shina. So there, what is the only day there? Will not be there anymore. The only day that he is of Masheka Tirchok, in his heart, he doesn't believe in him. So he'll be there, the Isa of Masheka Tirchok. But no other Isa. What kind of an Isa is there? But the Rambam, so that's why the Rambam says that he is not Mechuyev to be Mechalevish Isa. Now, so then the other question that arises in the Rambam, on one hand the Rambam says that he's Bishat HaShmad, if they were not Mechuyev to be Mechalevish himself. But if somebody was Mechalevish himself, so in the highest level, how can that be reconciled with the Shittas Rambam, that when someone is not Mechuyev to be Mechalevish, and if he is Mechalevish himself, so he's Mavid HaShmadah. So, from this, now there were contemporaries of the Rambam who felt that the Jews were Mechuyev to be Mechalevish. The Rambam was Chalevish. And why did they feel that they were Mechuyev to be Mechalevish themselves? Because it's true, I mean, that making the declaration, Hashem, who are the king, Mahmed, who is the king, does not count it as our God. That goes without saying. That is, even if a certain person will believe in his stupidity, that Mahmed was an idol, so he will not be an idol. He'll only be either an Israel of Tontina Shemorinah. But there is no doubt that the reason as to why the Malchus, the Muslim government, forced all the Jews in that country to make that declaration, because they assumed that any Jew who makes that declaration, Abishem Hu Elikim, Mahmed Hu Nevi Elikim, so he's thereby embracing Mohammedanism, and that he embraces Mohammedanism, and that he converts himself. But the Christians, so they require that the converts to go through certain ceremonies. And the Muslim tyrants, they didn't require the Jews to go through any ceremonies. But just to make a declaration, that Hashem Hu Elikim, Mahmed Hu Nevi Elikim. And the Rambam himself says that those Jews who did make that declaration in order to redeem their lives, so they should try to observe all the Dini HaTorah as far as they can, as long as it's consistent with their faith. So in other words, that means that if any Jew who made this declaration, Mahmed Hu Nevi Elikim, and then he was caught putting out film or observing Shabbos, he wouldn't be killed. But the Muslims did not force the Jews to embrace Mohammedanism or to make a declaration that they abandoned Yahweh. If the Muslim government had forced the Jews that they, to make a declaration that they abandoned Yahweh, that in itself would be equivalent to Avodah Zarah. And then the Rambam says that if the tyrants, the Muslim tyrants, had forced the Jews to make such a declaration that they abandoned Yahweh or that they embraced Mohammedanism, then the Rambam would agree that they are good to make evidence themselves. Because that's smart. If you accept another faith, even let's say it's a Unitarian faith, so that's also like Avodah Zarah. So if you are by Yahweh, you will be today. But the Muslims didn't require the Jews to embrace Mohammedanism. They didn't require the Jews to make a declaration that they abandoned Yahweh. They just required the Jews to make a declaration, Hashem Hu Elokim, Mahmed Hu Nevi Elokim. As far as the declaration Hashem Hu Elokim is concerned, nothing wrong with that. And Mahmed Hu Nevi Elokim, so that was just with their lips. He didn't involve any avera. If in their hearts they believed, they would be either an Israel of some Jewish Gecho, but since in their hearts they didn't believe, they just deceived the Mohammedans. The Mohammedans thought that any Jew who says Mohammed is the Elohim, he is already a devout Muslim. So it was in Marasayim, it involved the Marasayim of Aluzoi, in Marasayim of Shema. So the Shita of the Rambam means that Marasayim, now the Gemara says in Aluzoi, suppose there is a cellar in the room where a Jew is standing, and then his coins fall down in that room. So he's not allowed to pick up the coins because of the Marasayim of Aluzoi. The observer will see how he bends down and prostrates himself on the floor. And he will not know that he prostrates himself on the floor in order to pick up the chain, the coin. So you think he prostrates himself on the floor in order to bow down to the image, because the coin fell down just near the image, the cover. So the middle area is not allowed. And that, the Gemara says, and the Shem says, the Gemara doesn't say this, doesn't spell it out, but the Shem says it's only awesome drama. That's Marasayim of Avodah is only awesome drama. Now, we see from the Gemara, so here, making this declaration did not involve any Israelite, not whatsoever. But it involved an Israel Rabbonon of Marasayim of Shema. Even though the Muslims are Unitarians, but embracing the Unitarian faith is also, regarding a Jew, it's considered like Avodah Zarah. But they didn't force the Jews to embrace the Muslim faith. just to make a declaration, Mahmed will be on the king. So, but the Muslims thought that any Jew who makes such a declaration is really converting himself and embracing Mohammedan. So, and embracing Shema, even of a Unitarian faith, is like having his own. So, it involved only in Israel Rabbanan and the Shiva Sarabba means that Alakit and Islamic, that the Shiva Yahweh is like the Shiva Zoim, when it's Chukis Agoy, in Israel Raite. But in Israel Rabbanan, there is no Yahweh Yahweh, even Bishat Hashma. But, so the question is, why does the Rambam say, anyone who was like the Rambam himself, not to make such a declaration? So, in the highest Matrege, according to the Rambam, so he should be Mavi HaKladas. So obviously, there is one exception according to the Rambam. In other words, on Marasayin of Abay Zohar, or Shema, even though there is no Chiyuv of Yitzhak Nefesh, even Bishat HaShema, but the Yitzhak of Kiddush Hashem there is. The reason is why the Rambam says that he's Mavi HaKladas is not because he's Mavi HaKladas even though it involves Kiddush Hashem. Because Moneshech, if it involves the key, a Mitzvah Yom Tov Kiddush Hashem, he's not in Mavid HaKladah. But the Shittes HaRambam means, since he's not the Chuyuv to make an Evesh himself, he's not even the Kayim Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. That's regarding Shor HaBeret. Mashem Keim, if it involves a Maresayim of Amin Zohar, true for Maresayim of Amin Zohar. There is no Chuyuv of Mitzvah Nefesh, because the Maresayim of Amin Zohar is only in Tzom Rabbonon. But since it does involve Maratayim of Avizore, and the Goyim, the Amos, will think that the Jew is in Avizore, so the Mele, a Kiyom HaMitzvah of Kiddush Hashem there is. If there is a Kiyom HaMitzvah, so then it's a Mitzvah, but Mechuyev is not. What is the Moke of the Rambam, that for Maratayim of Avizore, there is a Kiyom HaMitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, and it's certainly allowed to look at everything itself? That's the Agadah Kiyom in Amizokim, in Gittin, of Hamel Yishim HaBenel. So the Roshe, the Greek Roshe, so he forced all the children of Hanan to bow down to the idol, and they all refused. And then he felt ashamed before his servants. So he turned to the youngest one, and he said, I'll drop my tabas, my golden tabas, that has diamonds in it. I'll drop it near the image, and you will bow down, that he told it in whispering. Voice, he told it to the youngest son of Ham. So he said, and you will prostrate yourself on the floor, and you will find it. And then everybody thinks that you prostrate yourself for the image, but in truth, you will be prostrating yourself in order to pick up that ring with diamonds, and you'll be able to keep it for yourself. So the youngest son of Ham said, never mind, I'm not going to prostrate myself. I'm not going to fade and to appear as if I'm bound to the image. So he was also killed. So he's also killed. So you see, so there is the only bound in Maratayim of Avon Zohar. And still, Hanan Yishiva Benelah, I mean the youngest one, so was Mizanevich himself. So we see from that Gemore that on the Maratayim of Avon Zohar, even though there was no Chiyuv, but the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem there is, and if there is a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, so the Mele is allowed to do it. He's allowed to do it. All right, now we are through with the year of Yom HaGadol.
Good morning, Suvos. Yudches Cheshvan Heitoshim in Beis, November 15, 1981, on Sunday.
That it's mutter to be kenis b'shein, mach masin. Ilo ime o dam on, ado in because of the hegnen, hosum kolne sakone, vohe kolne enes. Vei, visu, hosum magu, hoche mutter. Now here there is a machloike between Rashi and Beis. Rashi explains, visu, hosum magu, hoche mutter. Hosum, in the case of sakone, where the mouth is in the bottle of heaven, so then it's mutter. So the Christ is saying that Nuadu Om Mikris Mishnishi Vilo Imichu B'yaduch HaKom. And here it says mutter. Now what is more of the heter? Nuadu Om mutter. So according to Rashi, Rashi explains, Hosam Nuadu, Mashma Rubam Nuadu. So they are in the case where there is Isakone, because of the boy who has been killed. So then, that most Jews are accustomed to get married, not on Wednesday. But Hoche Mutter, which are still Hatkhil, there was another Gilse. Hoche Mutter with Hatkhil. So he says, no, Rashi says that's a wrong Gilse. He says, Hoche Mutter, which are still Hatkhil, Vore Komisam, Hoche Mutter Kotor, the Mashma, in Mole Chishi, Chidmi, Berfi, Yatirolei, Abu Noah Abu Loikotor. So according to Rashi, so where is it more of the Hetter? Where is it more permissible? In the case of the Sakona than in the case of Enes. Whatever the Enes is. So the Mora says, Hoche, Hol, Ilim Hos, Hol Damoron, Hos, Hol, Sakon, Hol, 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 Enes. Visu, Hos, Hol, Hol, in the case of the Sakona of the Poilagin Trilo. So it's a universal, it's universally customary to be naysay, Bishlishi, Bishani, but Hochemuta. Hochemuta. Here it's not such a double portion. In other words, if he has the Shale, so then Ben will tell him all right, you're allowed. But it's not so universal accepted to be naysay, not be lonely. Omagobe, the Amre, Satsuaboli. Hey, Hedon, if you also be holding the hockey. So the human beings. So why do they have to get married on Monday? Marriage in the Teretz, as far as the days, regiment, the human cause. So in other words, the same hefset will be sustained if the wedding will take place on Tuesday. Why? Because the regiment, the members of his regiment, they will take away all the food. Alright, the boy is saying it. That Enes means, my machmas Enes litan, harei sho yo piti yo, vitifri tovuach, vijini mozuk, umei zo vi shol chosmo, imo shol kalo, machmis vizames lecheder, vese chosmo vese kalo lechupo, uboyo vilas mitzvo upeirei, vinei shivas ime amishte, vahakach nei shivas ime aveirei, vichol eisen ayomi, uyoshe min anoshe, vinishene min anoshe, vinei tachshiti min akalo koshmishiyei, ודווקא אביב של חוסנים ושל קלו. נראה כאילו זה טוב לכל, אבל איפה לא. Anyway, so the price mentions two situations. A situation of בפני הסכונו, and a situation of בפני אינס. And in connection with the case of בפני הסכונו, so then the price uses the לושן נועם. In connection with בפני אינס, the price uses the לושן not Noagu but Muta. Now according to Rashi, so Noagu is more of the Heter than Muta. That's according to Rashi. Let's see how this is explained. Visu Hoso, Vishlishi Noagu. The Amun of the Basarukan is Mandroma Noagu, O Yuria Mutavino. The Oche Vishenim Muta Lechatil. Upir Shachimcha, the Pirish Noagu, Ube Daome, Bochamuta Yechidi, Ube Yasim Lechatil in the Mishin. So this is Shat is just the reverse of that. According to Rashi, So it's more permissible in the case of Sakonet than in the case of Eitz. According to cases, it's more permissible in the case of Eitz than in the case of Sakonet. Now, so according to Rashi, so in the case of Sakonet, in the case of Sakonet where the Xeris of Malchus was, Tiboni Lehegmin Trilo, so then it's a double portion that you can be maybe saying, not on it. It's a double portion. The Chachamim don't want to make a declaration because it might be confusing to Inich. So they have a special reason as to why they don't make a declaration. But it's a double portion. Rubi Dao, I mean, it's a double portion. There is no problem, no. But in case of an Enes, so most Jews, they're not major. But if somebody comes and is Tishare, so we have to pass to him, all right, you are so worried about your money, okay. So if you are so concerned about your money, so you have it. But it's reluctantly, it's good. It's not the ideal thing. According to Rashi, so in case of an illness, it's not the ideal thing to get married on Monday in order to spare himself the hefzer, that he shouldn't save himself from hefzer. It's not ideal thing. According to cases, it's just the reverse. So in the case of Sakonet, so they always say Nuavu. In other words, Jews on their own, they act like this, so basically is not allowed to interfere. If any Jew gets married on Tuesday in Lea Sakone, so Bezdin is not allowed to interfere and to tell him no. But when they ask, so Bezdin shouldn't be the threat. Mashenke in the case of Eves, so is Mutalata. Now, but I'll be sorry, Rashi's pshat seems more reasonable. After all, can you compare the hardship situation that is involved in the possibility that Chas v'Shalom the Hegman will force the woman who is getting married with the hardship situation that is involved a few dollars of loss? Still, according to Tesis, so, in face of the hardship involved in the Xer of the Boil Heaven Trilo, so basically the Chachamim will not interfere, but they will not pass. But in face of the hardship involved in the Hefzed Momin, so then the Bezdin will pass. I mean, doesn't it sound strange? But we have to keep in mind how we explain this issue, because on the surface, Tesis Shite was shocking. I mean, Tesis explained the Kasha of Gemara. It's already a long time since we learned that Tesis, because we spent a lot of time, many shulim, on the Indian of Yorgo Yavet. But the question arose, how can Tesis say such a thing, that the Rutvish Lulene Shore, that it means, Rutvish Lulene Shore, the Chim Nolekes Akone, Amai Lulichu Yon Chachome. In other words, here the Braise says that if any Jew married a Psula on Tuesday, so the Chachamim didn't interfere. Why shouldn't the Chachamim interfere? And the Chachamim didn't interfere because of the Sakonet. So why was the Sakonet? Because Snueis were ready to give up their lives, to let themselves be killed, because they didn't know the halacha. So the Chachamim should make the declaration that Ishishish, Shezin Sobeines is Mutaris Levailo, so Mumele, that's Nuens, that, so then there won't be any Sakone, so once there is no Sakone, so then the Chachamim should interfere with anybody getting married. And so the question arose, I mean, why? Because when she is raped, so she's out of the So does that mean that one is allowed to put himself in his situation? A woman is allowed to put herself in a situation of possibly chas v'sholem being raped by a hangman, and the man is allowed l'chatchila to marry a woman and to expose her to death zore? I mean, there is an inyan that the Rif in Pesachim says that if someone is really v'chanara moroso, so and matipurim shachalias b'shabes, so it's nitl atzil v'napshe, so it's nitl atzil v'napshe yivman in matipurim shachalias b'shabes. So in so far as this are tzichitz concerned or what? So he's a Rif, he's chayiv nisei. But what kind of a heter is there to do a melocha on Shabbos and on Kippur? And that's a tshuva of Rav Shlomo Goyim. This is how Rav Shlomo Goyim explains the Gemara in Pesachim. Am horetz muta l'nechri v'makipurim shchalim v'shabbos. It doesn't mean, it cannot be understood literally, chas v'sholem. So what does it mean? So am horetz means someone who is not zoyer l'nisur. So if someone is not zoyer l'nisurim, he can sink so low that he can reach a situation where it will be a mitzvah to kill him, and he can hold Tzal Shabbos. In other words, if he's not Zoya in mitzvahs, so in Meile, he can become Choshev Asher Adonim too, and he can become a Rebbe, a Hamar Amoroso. So then it will be a mitzvah to kill him. So why? What heter is there to do Meroche on Shabbos? Kill him, that's until Tzal Shabbos. And I will keep her, the answer is, because it's the Xeras HaKosu. Anyway, Domi, bring the hair, bring the Shabbos. So that means if someone is a Rebbe, I don't know, above Machteres, so if he's a Rebbe, so he allowed to kill him, the Gamer, even on Shabbos. So that Aloche applies even to a Rebbe, but an Aram Ross also. So in other words, we see that Hatzolet, from the Eves of Naram of Arayis, is Deiche Shabbos. Just like the Atzolet from Sakharis Nefoshes is the Hashabbos. So the Atzolet from the Enes of the Arayis is the Hashabbos. Is the Hashabbos. So how can they say such a strange thing? That literally the Enes Shore, in view of the fact that the Sakharis exists because of the Tznuis, they are ignorant of the Aloche, that the Enes be Yisroel Mishra Shore. So let the Chachomim make a declaration that any of the Israel Mishra Shore, so mainly no Jewish women will be exposed to the possibility of being killed by the handmaid. So mainly the Chachomim should stop anyone from getting married on Tuesday. Makes sense. You are allowed to, it's a mitzvah to be Mechal Shabbos, to be Matzil, a woman from the Enes of Arayis. So here, the Gemara is a kasher. How is it that the Chachomim didn't interfere with anybody's attempt to get married on Tuesday? No, they should tell them, no, you can't get married on Tuesday. You have to get married on Wednesday. But then you expose the woman to the possibility of being raped. Well, NSB is so mishmasho, there is a heter to put yourself in such a situation. How can such a thought even flash in anybody's mind? But still, this is says so. So I mentioned that the Shiv Betzer says that the Goyal Hegni Tfilo doesn't mean that the Malchus, that was the Malchus Yovan, the Syrian Greeks. So it doesn't mean that they were very makdish, that every psulo that is missing is the name of me. So should be Dabke, a Nival Hegni Tfilo. But they gave a license to all the soldiers of the Syrian Greek army. And they said that if a hetman wants to be Mehanes, Psulo Nisim Berbin, he can do so, naturally. So, as long as there is a license, so it happened. But that was a Milsev Lishchich. Because it was a Milsev Lishchich that a woman should be forced by the hetman. Because usually, even though the hetman had the right even to kill the woman, but they didn't do it, in spite of the desire. But it was a milsev l'shchich. So the melech, regabi pikuach nefesh, so there is a halacha that in hilchi pikuach nefesh acharon, and even yachshosh v'cheikon pikuach nefesh is yichas Shabbos. And one is mechuyev to be matzil or someone from Eichshosh and the Chilki of Zakon Zdechosh. So Rashi says, the jaws that we got into Bach Nefesh. So we are chinchish for a shoshan chinke, because that's the halacha of a shomel hoi shnei mafshe. Me? So the Rav Drosh Rabba means, so ich li zoye abidol bo ze harbe harbe, yeise yeise. Why? Because in kolat el kule, so shrinke the reis in the chumre. But we rely on Rome, we rely on Sex Lake, we rely on Hazoke. We got this according to Porsches, we don't, there's the Gemara Yechol. Chmina Zakant and Yisure. We don't rely on Rome, we don't rely on Hazoke. And the only reason is why everybody goes by plane, even though there is a Shoshan Chaker of a plane crash. You read the newspaper about that every week of a plane crash. So it should be also to go by plane because of a Shoshan Chaker, because of Shem of Tzoybashe. That's the only hacker. That's the only hacker. And that's the only hacker as to why he spent so many Shiva Bukharians, so many so-called litorals, they insist upon smoking. Because the Misha Feinstein passed him, Shem of Tzoybashe. But the Misha Feinstein did not pass him that one has to be passive. All right, Shem of Tzoybashe, there is a hacker. But the passive is, if somebody smokes, he's a passive. But it's a special hacker with his Doshavi Rabbi. But where it's not Doshavi Rabbi, where it's not Doshavi Rabbi, so then it's Nisa the Raisin. So Rashi Shiti is the justice we have to be gracious for the Shoshan Chaker without the Sakonis and Poshes, whether it's the Sakonis and Poshes of my own life or the Sakonis and Poshes of the other fellow, doesn't make any difference. There is, we have to be gracious for the Shoshan Chaker. In other words, if somebody is in the Shoshan Chaker of Sakonis, so, and if somebody can save him from the Shoshan Chaker of Sakone, and he doesn't, he's either on the Samad of Amra. In other words, so Rashi Shiti is that Rigabe Hatzole from Ines of Arayis. So also from the Shoshan Chaker, we have the Rishish. So that's why Rashi explains the Gemara and the Midrashu, the Ines Shore. In other words, the Midrashu, the Ines Shore, the Shuv Leyev Sakone El Ines, Vamai Koma, the Sakone Veloyev, Avon Meim, Avon Meines Veloyev. But not that it should not be allowed to get married on Tuesday. Of course it will be, it's allowed to get married on Tuesday. But why was the price he used the lotion? Why? Because some slaves let themselves be killed. So let the Chachomim make a declaration that they don't have to let themselves be killed. That they must be Israel in Mishchashore. So then no Tznuyes will let themselves be killed, and they'll save the lives of a number of Tznuyes that way. And but at the same time, it will of course be Mutter to get married on Tuesday in order to save themselves from the Shoshan Chaker of being forced by them. That's Rashi. Just as we have to be Rashish for the Shoshan Chaker of Sakonis Nefoshes, we have to be Rashish for the Shoshan Chaker or Hatzomer from Nimes of Arayas, because we see that Lysamed Adam Be'acho applies to Hatzomer. The Rambam says, if somebody sees that another person is really Mahanar Amroso Lonso, and it's Yesh Biyot El Hatzil, and it's not Matzil, it's Abraham Lysamed Adam Be'acho. So the Melech, just as there is an Indian of Shoshan Chaker, we have the Chesh of Shoshan Chaker, we have a Hatzomer of Sakone, so it should be Chesh from Shoshan Chaker of Hatzoleh from Ines of Arayis. That's Rashi Shiti. And this is Shiti. Eilach Haname, if it's a question of what I'm being forced by the others, or even Sophie, of course we are allowed, of course we are allowed to be able to be able to be in order to save the woman from the possibility of being forced by the head. But here it's only a Shoshan Chaker. So this is Shita Yitz. Shoshan Chaker, we have to be Chishish, we got the Hatzolet from Sakone. But Hatzolet from Enes, there is no Aloche of Shoshan Chaker. So that is Tesef Shah. So the Mele, Rashi and Tesef Shah, we should decide. Rashi Shita Yitz, that Hatzolet from Enes is as important as Hatzolet from Sakone, and just as Rigabe Hatzolet from Sakone. So we have to be Chishish even for such a reike, and if somebody, if another person is in a such a reike of losing his life, and I don't do anything to save him, to take him out from that suffering, so then, he is able to be something of a macho, unless it's a meaning of Doshe Berabu, but without Doshe Berabu. So there is a meaning of, we have to be Rishish, Hisham Lohosh Menashroch, Miratakam Benisure, so Memele, Ligabi Hatzole. From the Enes of Arayes, we also have to be Rishish for Shosh Rechike. So that's why Rashi explains the Gemore, Hosom Noagu, Mashmo Hubom Noagu, Hochemute, Hosom Noagu, it's not just if somebody has to shine, so then business to pass me. It's mutea. No, that's the universal practice, and that's the ideal practice. But even though that's the ideal practice, for some reason, an open declaration the Chachamim cannot make, because that will be conducive to leadership. But the Chachamim should encourage this practice of getting married, dafke on Tuesday, not on Wednesday, in order to prevent, to preclude the possibility of a simple Jewish woman being followed by the hangman. But for Chemutah, here it's a question of money, big deal, so sustainable us. Mashe'inke Teises. Teises explains it in the reverse, because Teises is the sign. Teises Shikin means that vis-a-vis Hatzole, Faminis of Arayis, even though it's near Shabbos, but only if there is Mamish, the sakone of being forced into a riot, into this riot. But Shosha Rechike, there is no halacha that one is mechuyev to be chishish for Shosha Rechike, lest she will be raped by the Amos. There is no chiyuv to be chishish for Shosha Rechike. So Memele, and this is explained, the Gemara of Nishal Din Shale, that there shouldn't be any heter to behave a takonis chachomi, because of the Choshosh HaRechike, the remote possibility that as a result of everybody complying with the Takonis Chachomim, so there's a Choshosh HaRechike that a woman might be forced. That's the Shite. So we are not required to be Choshosh for Choshosh HaRechike in respect to the Enes of Arayas. So Menele, Jesus explains it in the reverse. He says, Hosom Noad, over the Hochemuta. So in other words, Muta means that if somebody has a shayle, so we pass to him. It's muta. Not that it's the ideal thing, but if somebody has a shayle, so we pass to him. If you are going to sustain the loss of the whole sude, that has a terube, so you're allowed to get married on Monday. But once somebody asks, we do pass to him. Mashayinke in regard to sakone, so then no abo. That only means if Jews do it, Bezdin is not allowed to say no to them. They do it on their own. All right, let them do it on their own. But if somebody will come to Bezdin and ask, should I have the wedding on Tuesday? So then Bezdin will say, it's not a proper thing to have the wedding on Tuesday. Why? Because after all, because we don't have to be chishish for Shosha Rechike in respect to him. That's why Rashi and Tesis we should decide. Alright. Now, Satoko Bolia, the Yachtu Sech Sude Rashi, Masha Yimzi, the Holy Placha Rudi, Laki Fadi Rudi, Shal Shabbos Abo, the Shlishi Yichlis, Lomo Nati Eloi, Lidin Kolkash, Ali Akriya Bisuda, Eli Yimecho, Umeek Hat Akante Nishol, נספר על ידי יחיל נשוסף המכין ולצי חיסולה. כניתן לחוס לי של איסופי בשם, ויוכל להמתינת למוחו, שצורך להשיץ את סמי ניסה שיכניס לחופו, ויהי נמוזו במים שירוב וסיוע בישוב אין נסקאי, או בפשר חוס מלימו של קלו דאפ תמוכי, או בפשר חוס מלישהו עתריה בצל חיסולה. So, על פדין, and בזמן חזר, בזמן לשם, and even the old days, as 50 years ago, so the universal practice was that the wedding is made not by the father of the kallah or by the father of the chosn, and that's how to be, because the chosn is mechuyev to spend the money on the suit. In America, so the practice is that it's the father of the kallah who makes the wedding, but how to be is the chosn who is mechuyev to make the wedding, not the kallah. So in the melee, we say, Obif shall chosin shehu adariya b'tzeresu. Vimo shall kala ki amechino lo tachshiki. Lepichok yaver amelim shuvi meikta. Vitiru lehen lahakish tamas lechedea shall yivehu. Vimkein chola abeles alohobu bistis agile kamon. Vishuv yuchalikli sachi yaver abeles. But if it's not Obif shall chosin, if it's Ibi shall chosin, or if it's Obif shall kala, so then it's not machnises amas lechedea lo tachot. So then it's not like. Now the question is, what does it mean? Davke nokat, that the Gemara says, Davke nokat, Obif shall chosin, v'imo shall kala. But if it's not Obif shall chosin, if it is Ibi shall chosin, or it's Obif shall kala, or suppose it's another kala who died, a brother or sister of the chosin, a brother or sister of the kala died, but there's also a chiva avilas, then we do not apply this thing. So what is aloha in such a case? So what is aloha in such a case? Suppose it's hoy of pite yofu, v'tifrei tavua, v'yeni mozik, and then it's made imoy shal chosin, or obiv shal kala, or ochiv shal chosin, ochiv shal kala. So then, what is aloha there? We do not apply this aloha. So what aloha do we apply? So there is a very basic machlokes hashem. There is a very basic machlokes hashem. The Rosh says that from the reef it's mashma. That from the reef it's mashma. That only in the case where it's obiv shal chosin or imo shal kala. So then it's machlokes ames lechedea, lesachosin lesakala lechupo, ובייל בלעס מצווה הוא פרש, and then נהי הקשיבה סימי המשתה, והכך נהי הקשיבה סימי הבץ. But suppose it's not אביב של חוסן, suppose it's אימי של חוסן, it's אביב של קלו, it's אוכיב של חוסן, לא אוכיב של קלו, אחרי סי של חוסן, אחרי סי של קלו. So then, according to the read, it's still מכניס לסמס לחדה. לסחוסן לסקלו לחוק. It's still מכניס לסמס לחדה. Vesachosin vesakalu lachupo, ubeyon bil mitzvul perish. But, in this case, if it's imi shalchosin, or obiv shalkalo, so everything is the same. Of machnis esames lechedea, vesachosin vesakalu lachupo, ubeyon bil mitzvul perish, that is the same. But, instead of neik shivasin meamishte, vachakach neik shivasin meavirez, so according to the Reef, if it's imi shalchosin, and obiv shalkalo, so it's machnis esames lechedea vesachos vesakalu lechupo ubeyon bil mitzvul perish, but instead of neik shivasin meamishte first and then aveles, so it's that way around. So it's neik shivasin meaveles first and then shivasin meamishte. So that's the only difference between obiv shel chosin or imi shel chosin. In the case of obiv shel chosin and imi shel kalo, so after it's beyon bil mitzvul, I mean the wedding takes place in both cases. But if it's meis obiv shel chosin, so then it's neik shivas yimei amishte first, v'hakach neik shivas yimei aveles. But if it's not obiv shel chosin, if it's ochiv shel chosin, or imi shel chosin, or obiv shel kala, not kind of aveles, so then it's beil b'las mitzvah upeleish, but neik shivas yimei aveles, and then neik shivas yimei amishte. And the Rosh is masikan, and then the sheet of the Ritz gates also, and it's on the Ritz. And the Rosh is massive on the sheet of the Ritz, Rabbitz on the gaze, he says it explicitly. The Ritz doesn't say it explicitly, but from the Rosh of the Ritz, it's muchach, it's not spelled out by the Ritz. But Rabbitz on the gaze, he spells it out. So the Rosh is chelik, he says, once it is machis esames lechedea lezachosin lezakao lechupo, and beil b'las mitzvul perish, so what difference does it make whether it's obiv shel chosin or imi shel chosin? So why should we say if it's obiv shel chosin, so after it's beil b'las mitzvah, so he has to observe shivas yimei amishte first, and then shivas yimei aveles. But if it's imi shel chosin or ochiv shel chosin, so after it's beil b'las mitzvah, so then he has to observe shivas yimei aveles first, and then shivas yimei amishte. Well, I mean, we can explain it. It sounds strange, but it's explicable. In other words, we can explain it. In other words, you see, in those days, so it wasn't as it is today. Today, so neither the obiv shel chosin nor the obiv shel kala, even though he's the one who makes the wedding, so he pays for it. But he doesn't prepare the food. We go to a caterer, and he does all the work. But in those days, it was the official person who had to do everything. So in all probability, he prepared sudes food, not just for the wedding. For the wedding and for all the sudes of the Shiras Yimei Mishke. So Mimele, in the case of Meisom Yushal Chosun or Yimushal Kalo, so then the Shiras Yimei Mishke had to receive the Shiras Yimei Mishke. Mashenke, in the case of Yimushal Chosun or Yimushal Kalo or Chivu Achiz Yushal Chosun or Yimushal Kalo, So after his Beil Duas Mitzvot Peiris, so he could observe Shiras Yimei Avelis first, and then Shiras Yimei Mishke. But the Rosh is Chayshita, and possibly on the Rif Shite, the Rif doesn't spell it out explicitly, and he says, no, Vidavke of Yimushal Chosun Yimushal Kalo. So then there is a new repair problem. Then there is a new repairable damage. There isn't such a hardship, there isn't such an irretrievable loss of money and other things and energy. So in that case, we have to postpone the wedding till after Shiva. So we have to postpone the wedding till after Shiva. So in other words, so the whole thing of Machnisis Ames L'Cheder as Chosim Zakao L'Chup O'Bil B'Nitzu Pinnish doesn't apply. So in that case, if it's Yimushal Chosun, so then they have to cancel the wedding and postpone it and have the kvore, and then the Chosun or the Kare should observe the Shiras Yimei Avelis and then have the wedding after the Shiva. That's the pshat of Moshe Shem. Yes, what is it?
I understand the pshat as far as the Yimushal Chosun, because if he's involved, there's an irretrievable loss.
Yeah, but how about Yimushal Kalo? Okay, I suppose that there is a connection. There is a connection between Tachshitim and the Sudes. I suppose that the Kale has to wear a special kind of Tachshitim for a special Sude. I mean, there is a connection. I don't know. I mean, I didn't live in those days, so I don't know the practices of the people. But there is a connection. Yes?
I just want to say what he does when he to. If it's Aviv Shal Kalo, Iman Shal Chosun, Yorush explained it yet, because since Aviv Shal Kalo makes the sudos for the Shalom Rosh Hashanah, right?
Yeah.
So if it's Aviv Shal Kalo, and Aviv Shal Chosun is still alive, so then he can make it, and he's still in time to prepare the sudos. They can have Avelis right away, because he's still in time to prepare the sudos for Sfei HaMishkan.
Yeah.
But when? He's also in Avelis.
Why?
If Aviv Shal Kalo dies, okay?
Yeah.
Aviv Shal Kalo dies. Aviv Shal
Chosun
is still alive.
If Aviv Shal Kalo dies,
yeah. Okay.
And the Yimushal Shal Kalo is alive.
Right.
So the Tachshiti, there will be no...
But how about
for
the Shivas Yimei HaMishkan?
What?
But how about
for
the
Shivas
Yimei HaMishkan?
So what? No, who died? We are talking
about Aviv Shal Kalo.
Aviv Shal Kalo.
Yeah.
Okay. So as far as Tachshiti, as the arrangement and the preparation of the Tachshiti is concerned, everything will be the same. Because the mother will do everything. So in Mele, you can have the Shiva Yimei Avelis first,
right,
and the Shiva Yimei Mishke after that.
Because
true, the Kala requires special tachshiti, not only for the wedding, for the whole Shiva Yimei Mishke. So the mother is alive, she will be able to accommodate the Kala.
That's as far as tachshiti. What about as far as the Suda goes? That's the Avishal Chosun. But he's going to be on base during these 7 days also, just like his son will be. So how can he prepare the food for the Shiva Yimei Mishke? He said he has the Avelis first and then he goes.
The Avishal Chosun didn't die.
Right.
The mother of the Chosun died.
That's right.
So he's alive, yeah.
Okay, he's alive. The Shiva Yimei Mishke is going to be until after the Shiva Yimei Avelis.
Yes, so
right. Who's going to prepare the food for the Shiva Yimei Mishke? He's in
Avelis. Why? After the Shiva Yimei Avelis, he can work a number of hours in that day for the studio of that day. It doesn't require 7 days of work. 10 hours of work will be enough. All right. Now the Rashi first. Let's see. דafkim akadam shul chosin shul akadam b'tzol kisuda. Vime shul kalu yamchino tachshiv. Yifiyochin yamramei shul yimichlem yimiro yamachin samez lechedah shul yimiro. Wie kein Cholabele, Salomo, bis dem Sagele, dem Lekamo, wie schon wie auch Lüchneis, Ache Yadrabele. So the reason is why we have to postpone for a short while the burial of the deceased, because once the Kvura takes place, and the most circumstances will be allowed to vary. Even though, according to most Hashemi, even for an Indian it's also to get married, but there is a difference. It's not a serious. The Isa of for an Indian to get married is not as serious as the Isa that is incumbent upon a noble to get married. So the Mele, so Rashi says, we have to be machmir sames lechor cheder v'sachos v'sakau lechupeh, and to postpone the burial after the wedding, because once the wedding takes place, there will be no heter for the wedding to take place, because then it will become a real offer. But until the burial takes place, so he doesn't start the minion of Shiva, Davilas, but he's only a name. So even according to the Rishayim, that certain Yehukim of Davilas are incumbent of Palinian too before Fume, but it's not as humble as the Nihukim of Abeles that are incumbent of Palinobe. So Mele, the King Hola Abeles are all with the Stimus Agil, Kamu, the Shum Lichmi Yuchum Lichmi Tachiab Abeles. So Mele, we let the mess remain for a short time, and in the meantime, the wedding takes place. And when it takes place, and then, he's made, and once the wedding takes place, so the Shiva Sina Mishta Hal, and once the Shiva Sina Mishta Hal, so it's his regal. So it has the same thing like Kevaras Mesi the regal. Suppose someone is Kevaras Mesi and Chalamele. So the Shiva doesn't start until after Yom Kippur, because I know that the new Vavelis cannot start. So the Mele, if the wedding takes place before the Kvure, so then, relative to him, the Yontif started already. So the Mele, when he's came of the mess, it's his Shiva Shiva Regia. So the Mele, he will start the Vavelis after he completes the minion of Shiva Shimamish, who pays. The Yidra was a mess beyond. The Chidin, the Cholol of Chasene, Havel and Gabei Kiregia, the Loyasi Avelis, the Chalvi, the Nei Kshivasim Amish, the Chol Eitzen Ayomini, Shal Yilei Amish, the Shal Avelis, Hu Yoshe, the Yisiyachad in Zeim Ze, Shemo Yive, the Ovel Osa Mitashim Shamito, Ki Alfino Beo Migalchi, the Ad Vishivasim Amish, the Shein Kiregia, Nei Hu Avelis, Shal Dibri Tzine, the Aine Isa Tashvich, Kidri Kamu. So in other words, so even though Davilis is not chal on him, why? Because when he's came with the mess, he is already a host, and he already has a chiyuv of Shiva Sinei Amishte. So Memele, that host, when he's came with the mess, so has a deen like came with the mess in Sicharega. So when does he start the Shiva? After Yom Teh. So here, after Shiva Sinei Amishte, he starts the Shiva Sinei Avelis. So we could say that the Shiva Sinei Amishte is Mita Mikash Nashamito as well. So the halacha is that Dvokim Shevitzine, even the Shiva Sinei Amishte, so he's Mechuyev to be Zoya. Kash Nashamito is Dvokim Shevitzine. Now, so from this Gemara, so most Rishayim deduce the halacha that even if somebody is Kederes Mesi B'Zicharegel, so he starts the Shiva after Yom Teh, but Bitashim Shamito is also a Bereya. Bitashim Shamito is also a Bereya. It's Dvorim Shemitzine. The Rambam Shite, however, is not like that. The Rambam Shite is that if somebody is given a space in the regular marriage, so then, so even Dvorim Shemitzine is not a Bereya. So it's Mutar Bitashim Shamito. So what do we do with this Gemara? So according to the Rambam, there is a distinction between real regular and the regal of the host. Why is there such a distinction? I mean, that's strange. But that is the Shiva's Ram. However, most Rishayim, they deduce from this Gemara that just as in regard to Hosn, we say that he's also Mitash Mishamito, even during the Shiva Sina Mishte. Why? Because he's born in Shemitzine, so Mele Beregel also, he's also Mitash Mishamito. I mean, that's the Pashtus of the Gemara. But the Rambam Shikha has to be explained. Now, they may be Bishil Averis in Israel, Tachshikel, Shalitzkona, Albaylo, Koshleshi Yehu, Vavar Pishin, the Averis, the Shok, the Odom, the Koshken, Mishleshi Yehu. So from Rashi Shikha, it's Mashma. Now, when Rashi explains that when the Brisa says, they may be Tachshikim in Akal, Koshleshi Yehu, it also has reference, it magnifies the previous halacha. In other words, it relates to the previous halacha. It has reference to the case of Mei Sofif Shal Chosn or Yimu Shal Kala. Masha'inke, any other level, so we are in the Tachshik. Let's say, suppose the Kala became an Avele after the Kala. So then, we are in the Tachshik. Because Rashi says, So from Rashi's Mashma, that this halacha of Imeini applies to this specific case. But, let's say, if the Kala after the wedding suffered a bereavement, so then we are in the Tachshik. Masha'ik in the other Mashayim, we say that the name Tachshik in the Kala Chesheshi Yehi does not have reference to the case of Pitei Ofu, Bitifchei Tovuch, Vieni Mozuch. That's another halacha, that as far as the Kala is concerned, we are not in the Tachshik in Kala. Even though it wasn't the case of Pitei Ofu, Bitifchei Tovuch, Vieni Mozuch. Let's say even if she became an Avele after she became a Kala. So, even in respect to such a Kala, so Amen in the Tachshik. Alright. The Lekki is the Torah in Yapsidu Mashiachim. Alright. Omar Afkiz. Loi Shonu, Omar Afram, Papote, Omar Afkiz. Loi Shonu, Shonu Samayim al-Gabi Boso. Ava Loi No Samayim al-Gabi Boso. Mizdabe. So the least no irretrievable loss. Omar Obe, Ufi Krach, Shonu Samayim al-Gabi Boso, Mizdabe. Omar Rav Pope, Ubi Kva, Aval Kishon No Samayim, Al Gabi Boso Loi Mizdabe, Ve'elo de Rav Chizde, that if it's No Samayim Al Gabi Boso, so then there is irretrievable loss. And if it's Loi No Sam, so then there is no irretrievable loss, so that's in regard to a town that is neither Ikrach, nor Ikvah. Ikrach means a very big city. And the Kvah means a little village. And so when do we distinguish between Rosamayim and Rosso and Loi Rosamayim? That is Hechem Shtachaslo, Omer Rabashi Gimote Machzir. The Matke Mikrach, Umatke Mikvah. Tani Kavosel Rafchit. Harei Shoh Yopitei Avuyo. Vitif Chetovuach. Vyein Imozuk. ונור סמיים על גבי בוסו, ומי סוביב של חוסן, או אימו של קלו, מכניס לסבס לחדר, וסחוס וסקלו וחופו, ובאו דועס מצווה ופרש, ונה הקשיב עצים מהמישתה, והכנה הקשיב עצים מהבלס, וחובי סניומים, הוא יושב מן הנושים, וישתה ישנו מן הנושים, וכי מי שפירס או ישתה נידו. אפשר לחוק, בפור דועס מצווה, הוא יושב מן הנושים, והיא ישנה מן הנושים, ואימי תחשיק מן הקל וכל המדי, ואם כך ואם כך לא יביא, לא יביא ערב שבס, ולא יביא ניצוי שם. Now, we can discuss it there. Now, we don't pass like that. But the manomar of this price holds that לא יביא לא יביא ערב שבס, so at first, the more I want to explain it on the basis of the beauty, the דבר שמסחבה עם מזוסת, and they call it some melee, it is Bele Psuo, so it makes it down, even though it's a Lovashim Yishchavim, but they call it Rabbi Yitzosa. But then, the Gemara explains Loi Yitzoy Shabbos because of his special Zere, Shemo, maybe he'll be so preoccupied mentally with the Sude, so the melee will forget the Shabbos, and he'll shech the Benot on Shabbos in order to have it ready for the Sude Yitzoy Shabbos. So once the Gemara explained Loi Mitzoy Shabbos on that basis, so the main way we can explain the Loi Be'er of Shabbos all Sunday basis because of the Xavier Shemilish Rebinov, but we don't pass the Halacha because there are other prices that are really Candice Brice, and they say that it's Mutter to be Bayer, Bayer of Shabbos, Bayer of Shabbos. All right, now, let's see the Rashi. שנו סמאי מגבי בוסו שנורו למייחים מהקולים in the market בכך שליחים שטובל יש כתמרבה אלו דרפחי דמטרי ועשו לנוסה היך המשקר עשו לו בכך ולא יביקווה דמטר כמכך ומטר כמכבר מויצו מכל כך יצנת הסבי גזיקך ומויצו מכל כבר יצנת הסמול איזה בלג' דלו מכבר ופתר מכך תאי כמה סרפחי זה דמטר לו בני סמאי על גבי בוסו איש תמיד בחיסו של החופו הוא יושב ונמוני זה עם זה נעבור של הברשי הוא יושב בין האנושים איש לישן לו בין האנושים why does Rashi say ונמוני זה עם זה let Rashi say because even though a husband is mutar nisyachi in איש תמיד לו that's the divorce in Sanhedrin of the Taklame of Suga Vashishan so it's a special heter for a husband to be Nisyachim in Mishtinudo, Suga Vashishanim, but that heter applies only after Bilas Mitzvah. But before Bilas Mitzvah, there is a Nisa Yichud. This is Yichud. Why does Rashi say, Hu Yoshe, Vein Nemonim Zeim Zeh? It's not a question, Nemonim Zeim Zeh, there is a Nisa Yichud.